S. Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Black Friday is here. Shoppers are spending, but not recklessly, says Best Buy CEO Corey Barry.
Definitely consumers are making trade-offs. When the price of the basics is a little bit higher, they might be having looking for more of a value play for their consumer electronics. And so we're trying to make sure we have something.
Two children and a woman crushed to death today as a crowd of Palestinians pushed to get bread at a bakery in the Gaza Strip amid a worsening food crisis there. Syrian jihadist rebels have breached Aleppo in a surprise offensive. The attack reignites Syria's front line for the first time in years. The top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says several members of his caucus have been targeted with fake threats of pipe bombs placed in mailboxes, messages signed MAGA. A preview of the restored Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris during a visit from French President Emmanuel Macron, showing brilliant light stone, new gilded accents, restored stained glass windows, opens to visitors December 8th. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
We all know what Black Friday is for shopping, but now more than ever, small businesses need local support. Saturday, November 30th, is Small Business Saturday. Founded in 2010, Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, has quickly become an important part of small businesses' busiest shopping season. In 2023, the reported projected spending in the U.S. from those who shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday was around $17 billion. If you're heading out to the deer stand this holiday weekend, prioritize safety. Brittany Merlot has more.
Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doring, a physician assistant at Aspyrus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
Smaller trees, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.fm.
The Packers dominate the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers took advantage of the cold, the wind, and the snow and rolled over the Miami Dolphins in Green Bay last night. The final score 30-17. The Packers have now won three games in a row. Up next, a rematch with the Lions. Matt LaFleur.
You know, handling our business, two games in 5 days, that feels really good. And we got a great challenge in front of us going to Detroit, the premier team in the National Football League. And we're going to have to play our best to have an opportunity to beat them.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
We're building a good thing on offense right now. We're getting in that rhythm, finding that groove, and just got to keep being consistent. We'll take it another week at a time, and we know who we got this week coming up is a really good Lions team, and obviously they got us the first game, so we'll look at everything, look at all the film, and just the rhythm we're finding in offense right now, the way the defense is playing, you know, I think we're in a good spot.
College football, the Badgers and Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium today, playing for the rights for the Paul Bunyan Axe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy all day today. Our high 26 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow sunshine 25. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome into the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media's sports director, bringing you the program here today. It is a very chilly Friday across Wisconsin. Right now, speaking of the cold, there are a few people still left in Camp Randall Stadium watching the Badgers wrap up their season against Minnesota. We're going to talk a little football in the show because as sports director, I don't know what you all expected when you booked me to fill in on a show today, but
sports. You
got to talk sports at some point, right? That's allowed within 2 hours. I'm joined by Jess P.S., who's our producer, right? That's allowed, right? I'm allowed to do
you
sports.
You are absolutely allowed and expected. I mean, you cannot call on Jimmy Cuska and not expect sports. Come on, they knew what they were getting.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll keep it to a minimum, especially in light of the Badgers today. It's not going well. We'll talk a little bit about that closer to 3 o'clock. But I got a lot on the show today. We got a lot to talk about today. I know it's a Black Friday. Y'all are probably out, getting some of your holiday shopping done. If you're like us here, you're working maybe. You're maybe in the car on the way home, whatever it is, heading into the weekend. Whatever you're out and about doing, we have some things for you today that might be of interest. First, we will talk in an hour about some of the holiday festivities, holiday things that are happening around Wisconsin. In fact, with it getting dark at like noon now with daylight saving, there's a lot of holiday light displays that have gone up around Wisconsin, a lot of holiday markets, things like that. And I am going to be joined by Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin coming up in 1 hour. We're going to talk about some of those cool events. So if you need an idea or inspiration to go do something in the state, go look at some lights, go have some fun in a market this weekend, something like that. There's a lot to talk about. So he'll join me in an hour and we'll talk about cool things to do. I don't know about you, Jess, but for me, the holiday lights are great. I have two young kids and they're just fascinated when you go to these huge light displays, like when you drive through them.
Oh,
it is
beautiful.
An easy like 2 hour adventure when you have kids.
Oh yeah. They were especially attractive to me as a kid. So I'm Jewish, so growing up, we didn't do any of the, Christmas decorations. So most of our lights were very minimal, and the lights themselves would come from, lighting candles for Hanukkah. But I loved going out in these long car drives with my parents where they would just take me through all these neighborhoods with these beautiful, beautiful light displays. And yeah, that's some cheap quality entertainment.
It is free entertainment. Well, I guess there's some cost of gas and or, hot chocolate in the
snacks.
Car. I don't know. There's some stuff that you put into it. But I looked at when I had Logan, when I talked to him this week setting up the segment, I said, there's lights displays in like every small town that I've grown up in. So it is really interesting to hear about some of the bigger ones that have like millions of lights, like not just like hundreds of lights. Like my yard, I've got like five, right? Because I'm just lazy. I don't decorate much, but you know, there's millions of lights in some of these displays, and there's some really cool stuff. So Logan will be on to talk about that, as well as some recreation tools that you can use if you're looking to go skiing, snowmobiling, or otherwise just adventuring the outdoors without the holiday lights or any of the Christmas markets or anything like that. So we're going to talk about that coming up at 3 o'clock. At 3:30, going to dive a little bit into school referendums, because this month, yes, the election, it feels like it was like 7 years ago, but it was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And there were a record number of school referendums that went through, billions of dollars in school referendums that have gone through this year. And we're going to take a dive into that, because starting next week, Governor Evers is starting his listening sessions for the biennial budget, and education is certainly going to be high on that list. So we're going to talk about school referendums and how it fits in with the biennial budget. We're going to do that coming up at about 3:30. So that's what we have in the second hour of today's show. This hour, coming up in about 25 minutes, I looked at the calendar and I saw, of course, you know, today, Black Friday, everybody knows it's the start of holiday shopping, right? Everybody's buying gifts and stuff. But tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. And
yes,
it was, in my mind, an opportunity to talk about local businesses like in Wisconsin. Like, you know, you go downtown and there's a whole bunch of stores there, and, you know, and they're all going to be open on Saturday, right? Because it's Small Business Saturday. So going to spend some time on Saturday, or today, talking about Saturday here in about 25 minutes, going to talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday and the impact it has here in Wisconsin. I couldn't believe this when I looked it up, Jess, but small businesses in Wisconsin employ over 1.3 million people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just seems like a ton of people.
Yeah. Small businesses, so, they are the beating heart of a well-functioning economy.
And certainly, you know, given where things are at, you know, I look at it from a high school sports perspective, I guess, or even a college sports perspective, because when we do broadcasts on Civic Media, we have, you know, we've had 14 stations this year do a high school sports broadcast in our company, which is a lot out of the 20 we have. And one thing that we have in our broadcast, all these small businesses, all these businesses that are right in the cities are the ones that are putting the ads in the games. It's not the big companies that are putting it in. So this is, it's an interesting dynamic, right? When you talk about community and support, well, Small Business Saturday goes a long way in that. So it's certainly timely to talk a little bit about how that day impacts Wisconsin businesses. We'll do that coming up in about 25 minutes or so. We will talk some football, for better, which would be the Packers, or the worst, which would be the Badgers at the moment. It's not over, but it's over.
Oh.
We'll talk about that here in a minute. But this first part of the show, I wanted to take a few minutes at least and talk about the spring election already, but not because, you know, we're talking about candidates or fundraising or anything. I want to talk about how it's time, if you're interested in running for office, the first major date for that is Sunday, believe it or not.
Wow. From this one Sunday into the next, my goodness.
Yes, they just today
you get
certified
two, you get
2 weeks fall election. So the fall election has now been certified, right? That is, well, they have a couple of things they gotta do before it's official, but the big step has been taken. Fall election certified. But Sunday is the first day that if you want to be a candidate for a local office, that would be, you know, a city council, a county board, sheriff, school board, something in that realm, you know, circuit court judge, nonpartisan local office, you can start circulating your paperwork as of Sunday, December 1st.
Okay.
So you have from December 1st all the way up until January 7th. That's the window to get any signatures you need, get all of your paperwork filed, get everything in and turned in. And obviously there's requirements for office. You have to be 18. You can't have a felony unless you've been pardoned. You know, you've got to live in the jurisdiction of whatever you're representing, whether it's a school district or a city or a county. So that is happening already with paperwork coming in on that can be start going around anyway on Sunday. I guess we should do this. We should probably give out the phone number because I haven't done that yet, right? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the phone number if you want to call in and talk about it. I have today written an article that includes a lot of the dates and deadlines for getting on the ballot, local elections.
Excellent.
Just some data as well. So there is an article at civicmedia.us.
And I will that put has, that into the show notes.
Yeah. So that is up there and ready to go. So if people want to learn more about how to get on a ballot, there is a really good explainer video from the Wisconsin Elections Commission that talks about all the steps you need, the things you need to gather. It's three forms. I think it's actually two forms. I think one's just a checklist. So it's like two forms and a checklist that you go through.
Manageable.
So yeah. And that's really, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm on a school board, right? So I thought, well, wow, it's gotta be really hard to get on a ballot. Well, you need 20 signatures.
Hey, that's I got 20 cousins. Does that count?
20 signatures is all you need. I'm like, I know 20 people. Yeah, I can find 20 signatures.
For sure.
Obviously, if you're running for a statewide kind of office, it's the thresholds are a little higher, obviously, if you're running for state Supreme Court, for example, which will be, once again, this spring is going to be probably the big part of the spring election conversation is going to be state Supreme Court, because that, again, is on, you know, it's the balance of the court. But if you're looking to run for a local office, whether it's school board, city council, county board, sheriff, mayor, whatever it is, you can start getting that paperwork out and circulating on Sunday. And then you've got all the way till January 7th to get all of your stuff in. And again, it's a pretty straightforward process as it's laid out to make your way onto a ballot. And I never really thought about it, you know, when I was younger, like, well, I always thought that there was some big process. You need to be part of a party. You gotta have a bunch of money. Oh no, it's not that hard. I mean, if I can get on a ballot, I think anybody can.
Getting onto the ballot is the easy part. It's everything that comes after that.
Yes. So I just thought it would be helpful to get that out today.
Absolutely.
And put that out ahead of time, just so people know that starting Sunday, you can start circulating paperwork. There's a lot of other dates and deadlines. You know, the primary is in February. The election, of course, in the spring is on April 1st. No joke. April 1st is the spring election. You know, there's also deadlines for referendums. So school referendums, city, county, et cetera. A lot of referendums that are up as well. We just had a record number this year. And as I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to talk about school referendums coming up at 3:30. But that's another thing that's part of the spring election besides state Supreme Court that's going to be closely watched. Are we going to have another 120 school referendums in the spring? And the answer is probably yes.
Probably.
Because, yeah, there's no fall election next year. So while districts technically could run their own and pay for their own, you know, referendum if they wanted to in the fall, chances are if they're going to referendum, that's not money they have to burn.
Right. So. Especially if they're going for a strictly operational referenda. They're struggling to keep the lights on.
Yep. There's at least two districts that have mentioned dissolving now as part of all this. So there's, you know, some of these financial issues that schools are facing, some of the stuff is really coming to a head now. Going into the spring, there's no fall election, so the schools are going to cram it in. They have a deadline here in a couple of weeks to get on the February primary ballot. They've got a deadline, you know, coming up after that, obviously, to get into April's ballot. But, you know, there are districts that are really struggling financially and need to get the referendums going, and that's something that'll come up. We'll spend a little time in the next segment just going over some of the other things coming up for spring election ballot access, and again, talking about some of the resources available to you. But we'll do that coming up next. A lot of show to get to today. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Maggie Dawn on The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. May the last one burn into flames.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact.
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale now through Monday, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Well, as sports director, I have some not great news to share. The Badgers got beat down today in Madison, 24-7 by Minnesota. For the first time since 2001, the Badgers have a losing record. For the first time since 1991, they've lost 5 games in a row.
Oh, wow.
And they lost to every single rival on the schedule. So,
oh, no.
For Badgers fans, pain. That includes me. I have a lot of Badgers stuff up in the office. My wife went to UW. I made my tour of the Division III schools in the state, so I've attended 4 of the schools in the state.
Oh, okay.
Yes, degrees from 3 of them, but I've made my tour of the state colleges.
I started college at UW Eau Claire. Okay.
That's one of mine.
Okay, okay. Not a strong sports culture there. Definitely not for football. And then
but the marching band is insane.
But the marching band is insane. And then I got my degrees from UWM. So again, not football, but there are more sports there.
My most recent degree is from Superior. So
okay.
Got to go a little further north than Eau Claire to find Superior, where it snowed, I think, something like 7 feet today. I don't know. People listening up in Hayward could probably confirm that, or Amory. Well, Amory's in Badgers coverage, so they won't be able. They're not listening right now, but maybe somebody up in Hayward would tell us, 855-75-CIVIC. I saw some of the photos this morning, and it looks like it's straight out of a Hallmark movie with how much snow came up that far north today. you know, we've been fortunate. I live in the southern part of the state now, which is basically like living in the deep south for me, because, you know, this morning it was 10 degrees here where I live in southwestern Wisconsin.
Oh,
but like
balmy.
Back home, like where I grew up, it was like -3. And that's 2.5 hours north, you know? So it's practically tropical here at 10 degrees in the morning. But anyway, back to the point. I was gonna save the football talk for a bit, but the Badgers losing today means that they will not be going to a bowl game, most likely. And we could talk more about that coming up in a bit. Just to keep you up to date on what's on tap today, too, coming up in about 10 minutes, going to talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday and its impact on Wisconsin local businesses, coming up at 3, so about a half hour from now. Going to go through some of the holiday events going on in Wisconsin, as well as a tool that will help you plan your next outing in Wisconsin if you're going to go snowmobiling, skiing, whatever it is. Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie will join me. He's one of my go-tos when I get called to fill in, because there's always something happening in Wisconsin.
That is very, very true. There is never a shortage of wonderful, incredible things happening in this state.
So having Logan on will be great because he sent me a list of all the things he might talk about. And he's like, well, these are like the first 100 things that were up on our events tab. So these are kind of the
first 100 things. Okay.
And I'm like, well, I don't know that we could fit that all into a into a radio segment, but we'll try. But we'll focus on a few of our favorites. I know for me, some of my favorite light displays, for example, in Western Wisconsin, or like a place like Chippewa Falls, which is a great one at Irvin Park. But I mean, there's some cool stuff all around the state that I didn't even know about. Apparently Eastern Wisconsin's got like European style holiday markets, which have like artisan craftsmanship and all this cool stuff that I'm sure that if I told my partner like, hey, let's go check one of these out, they'd be all about, but I'd be lost. But there's some cool stuff happening around Wisconsin, so Logan will join me. And then in about an hour, we'll talk about school referendums a bit, since that's a hot topic with regards to property taxes and stuff going up. That's a whole other topic for a whole other show. Right now, though, I wanted to spend a little time, again, talking a bit about ballot access. And, you know, if you want to be a candidate for local office, and there's some dates and deadlines for people to know, also some resources. I did try to pool them all in one spot at civicmedia.us, so right on our homepage. You can find it there. But you can also go, obviously, to the Wisconsin Elections Commission website, where they have a whole tab that's just dedicated to becoming a candidate. It's right on the top of the page. So if you want to be a candidate, they lay it out very nicely for you. There's some basic minimal things you need, like living in the district that you want to represent, being an adult, etc. But there's other things that you need. There's some paperwork you need to file to get on. But you can start circulating your paperwork if you need to collect signatures. Some offices don't require signatures, but many do. And usually the requirement's pretty low if it's like a city council type of position, especially if you're in a small city or a village. But that process can start on Sunday already. I know people are thinking spring election. Man, it's not even really winter yet, right? But spring election stuff happens now if you want to be a candidate. You have December 1st to January 7th to get all that done. There's a few extra requirements if you want to be somebody who wants to run for a judge position. So that wouldn't be me, but
I hope that those requirements include like a law degree.
Yeah, I don't know if that's one of them. I know that there's an ethics statement you have to file. I know that, but I don't, I'm not sure of all that. That's why we put all this stuff.
That's why it's a nicely collated list, huh?
Yeah, it's all just there. And I thought it was an important thing to share today, just because I think one of the cool things about here at Civic Media that we do, one of the cool things is that, you know, we promote the participation in what we have locally in government and in communities. And, you know, serving on a school board or a village board or a city council, I think those are all great ways of serving your community and being engaged in what you do locally. So that's all part of what we do and encourage. And I think it's just timely, especially with the deadline coming up, not a deadline, the start date coming up on Monday. So that is all available for you there to take a look at online and check out. I will just personally advocate that I've learned quite a bit being a school board member that I didn't know before. there's a lot of nuance
just about
to public office.
Just the layers and the politics of how anything gets decided.
Yes, and how many meetings there are just to decide very simple things. You wouldn't believe it, but we had three separate committee meetings over the color for part of the outside of the school building.
Oh, the color for part of the outside.
Yes, part of the outside. Part of the outside. Repainting part of the building to match the new addition.
Ah,
and
well, that's
just
very
going
serious
all the different
stuff,
colors.
Jimmy.
I'm just saying, like, it's literally like when you paint a wall in your house, you have little color swatches and you're holding them up. That's what it was. It's the same thing, except it's a whole group of people and not just like two people in a house.
And
where
someone has to take notes on that.
Process.
And oh my goodness.
You're talking about like 30 people, like, no, I think I like this shade of gray better than this one. It is crazy. But
we
it's
can't possibly
good.
Have cream. We need to have eggshell.
Exactly. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday. It's impacted Wisconsin and local businesses. We'll do that coming up right after this. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, let me tell you, it's not just cheese boxes that start flying off the shelf during the holidays. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Dana Rohde with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers says their statistics show people buy a lot of potatoes during the holidays.
So I have data from 2023 that shows that consumers across the nation spent roughly $220 million on 265 million pounds of fresh potatoes. So they're buying potatoes every week of the year, but there's a sizable increase, especially during the holidays, just because consumers are looking for any kind of potatoes to include in their holiday celebrations.
Dana Rohde with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers. She's their consumer education specialist. She also reminds you, potatoes are not only good on your pocketbook, they're good for your body. A potato has as much potassium as a banana, and it also offers vitamin C.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And it may seem like it's a long ways off, but plans are already underway for the 2025 Midwest Horse Fair. Their theme, Journey Home. The dates for the big event, April 11th through the 13th at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison. They're also reminding horse owners, if you'd like to be involved in hands-on learning with their clinics that are held at the Midwest Horse Fair, those applications are now being accepted. They're also getting ready to host the state's largest PRCA rodeo during the big event. Saddle bronc riding, bareback riding, steer wrestling, team roping, tie-down roping, barrel racing, and bull riding. Those rodeo dates are April 11th and 12th. Tickets go on sale for the rodeo beginning in January. You want to send in your application to be involved in a clinic? Go to MidwestHorseFair.com. There's a little food news for you on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy all day today. Our high 26 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow sunshine 25. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media family of stations. We are all across the state here on this cold Friday. I'm Jimmy Cuska, the sports director here at Civic Media, filling in for Maggie. She will be back on Monday. You can call in at 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC if you want to be a part of it. Coming up in a half hour, we're going to have Logan Rogge on from Travel Wisconsin. There's a lot of cool things happening around the state for the holidays. There are light displays that begin today. There are like Christmas markets like all over Wisconsin that get started today. There's some really cool things in Wisconsin. We'll talk to Logan all about that a half hour from now. That's coming your way just after 3 o'clock. Coming up in 1 hour from now, we're going to go over school referendums in Wisconsin. Well, if you're going to ask a current school board member to co-host or guest host a show, you should expect that that person, me, should be talking a little bit about school referendums, especially in the wake of a record-setting election for school referendums. There's a big impact of school referendums across the state, and I'm sure that most of you listening have voted on at least one in the past couple of years because most districts have gone to referendum in the last couple of years. Also coming up in just a minute, we're going to recap a bit of the Packers and the Badgers football games, but right now we're going to talk about something a little different because tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. I'm joined right now to talk about shopping local here in Wisconsin, shopping on Small Business Saturday and beyond, not just on Saturday. You want to do this year-round, but I am joined by Ann Wiegman from Wisconsin Downtown Action Council, and she is the administrative and marketing assistant with that group. Ann, thank you for joining me to talk about Wisconsin and some of the cool things we can do right here in this great state.
Well, thank you. We're very excited because there is a lot going on all year. Of course, you know, a lot of people think of summer being busy downtowns and then holiday season. Those are probably the two busiest times downtown.
Well, later in the show, I am going to talk with Travel Wisconsin about some of the great events that go on across the state. You know, a lot of the holiday lights, a lot of the Christmas markets and things like that. But, you know, we're here post-Thanksgiving, so it's a good time to talk about the holiday shopping season. And one initiative that has really taken off in the last several years has been Small Business Saturday. And I want to talk about this because I feel like, you know, when we talk about community in Wisconsin and how we support, you know, one another in our communities across the state, large and small, that is the ability to serve local businesses, right? So if I'm going holiday shopping, you know, shopping local, I'm supporting people right in my own community. And I really like the work that your group does in advocating this and advocating for a lot of these community things. So I want to start by just asking about Small Business Saturday. How does this work in Wisconsin? How does Small Business Saturday set up here in Wisconsin?
Well, the neat thing that I said when American Express started this in 2010 and started advertising Small Business Saturday, I said, wow, this is an event that's made for downtowns, because in Wisconsin, about 90% of the businesses that are downtown are locally owned. So that's a pretty important number. It's a pretty big impact. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, support Small Business Saturday, but really we'd love to have you support it all year round, because those are the businesses that give back to the community.
Yeah, and I always think of it from I'm a sports broadcaster, and I think people know that at Civic Media, they know I'm our sports director here. So I always like to say, you know, if I'm doing a broadcast, typically the ads in our broadcasts are, because we have, you know, hundreds of games on our stations covering local high schools around Wisconsin, they're typically the small businesses that are in the town. A lot of them, whether they're right along downtown or right in town, those are the people that are typically supporting these community events. So that's why I bring it up, is that, you know, a lot of the support in a community, especially with small businesses, I think a day like having Small Business Saturday, I think just it just puts a spotlight on the work that people do right where we live.
Right. And the nice thing is that downtown's all around the state, so it's not that you have to drive real far to support this. Your downtown is probably doing it. And if you are visiting family or friends for the holidays, then go ahead and check out their downtown. But each downtown seems to be doing something. They might just have their businesses might be open a little longer. They might be handing out cookies, or a number of them are doing sort of a passport situation where they're encouraging you to shop at a certain number of downtown stores and maybe you have to get your passport stamped or you have to turn in a receipt, and then you're eligible for additional prizes.
Talking to Ann Wiegman from the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council Small Business Saturday in Wisconsin. It is, again, a way for people to get engaged locally. I'm curious. Now, not looking at specific numbers or anything, because I'm not great with math, so don't worry about that. But I am curious about the impact of having a day like this or having an event like this where we can shine a light on businesses that are right in our own communities. What is an impact of something like Small Business Saturday do for a Wisconsin community?
Well, they estimate that about $68 of every $100 spent in a local business stays in your community. So it goes right back into, you know, wages, into buying the supplies that they need and all of that. So that right there is an impact. But the other thing that I think many of the downtowns hope is that you will come downtown and you'll realize that there really are some great stores downtown. And when you're shopping in that store, you're probably going to be waited on by the owner or the owner's wife or someone who's really worked there a long time. So they really know what they're talking about. Doesn't matter if you're shoe shopping or you're clothes shopping, you know, they know where that product was made or how it was made and what makes it special. And they really want to help you get what you want.
It seems like it's more important this year too, in terms of shopping, you know, local in our communities, because, you know, I think the general feeling right now is that the economy hasn't been great. Inflation, I think, is taking a number on a lot of families, you know, around the state. And, you know, and that goes right into our communities where we see some businesses, you know, we've had some closures in certain industries. We've had some struggles with that in certain parts of Wisconsin. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, it just seems like there's also this general feeling of people wanting to get out and support their neighbors with things. You know, how have you seen it, or how is, you know, your group seen it just around the state, you know, here in the last couple of years, how, you know, how businesses have kind of adapted to the changing times, especially economically. And then, you know, how does having, you know, the ability to shop local and have things like that, how does that help, you know, kind of maintain what we have in downtowns and across the state?
That's a great question. We've got about a 10% vacancy rate throughout downtowns in Wisconsin. And I think when you can have a day like this, when maybe you need something at a shoe store, so you go downtown to your local shoe store, well, then you see, oh, and I could stop in this store and this store and this store. And you see, well, there are, it's not that there's only one store in your downtown. There, in fact, are a number of businesses. And even besides the stores, you know, you have the restaurants, you have the bars, you have the entertainment options, you have, you know, whether it's a diner or whatever, there's just a large variety in our downtowns. We're really, really very lucky in Wisconsin at the variety that is included in those downtowns. And it makes such a difference to them and to yourself, you know, as a shopper. Yes, I can go on the internet and order things, but to be able to go in the store and actually touch that merchandise and, you know, and see it up close and check it out, that makes a big difference.
We're talking to Ann Wiegman from the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council. I think this is a good time to ask the question about where people can find out more information about what's happening right where they live. Where can people learn more about, you know, potentially Small Business Saturday events or other things that happen throughout the year right in their local communities?
A great resource for that is a chamber or a downtown organization. You know, different downtowns have just slightly different names, but often it's a Main Street organization or, you know, just called downtown or the chamber. Or otherwise, the other great option is Facebook, and you can just look for, you know, downtown events near me. Do that as your search and you will be amazed at what's going to pop up. WDAC has a website called wisconsindowntown.org, and on that we list out all the parades that are going on this time of year. We also list out the different special shopping days in the past, and then there's a map that shows you where that is and a link to the information. It's really a great feature, but we elected not to put Small Business Saturday on there because it was going to end up populating about 95% of the downtowns in Wisconsin, and the map got kind of overwhelming at that point. So we just say, yes, check out your downtown and you'll be amazed.
And I could see that being a little overwhelming. It does seem like a lot of communities have really embraced this idea, though, because I tell you, I go and I see, on a Saturday, even last year, just seeing how many were open and seeing people walking up and down the street, and then the community itself, having members of city government come out and whether it's having a activities for kids or something, there's something that goes into it, even in the smaller cities here in Wisconsin. And I really feel like we're kind of at that point where so much with shopping and things, when people think of holidays, they're thinking, well, what can I order online, or am I heading to the mall or a big box store? Malls don't really exist anymore, but like going to a big box store and finding these things. And it's pretty funny when we think about, we all live pretty close to a town that's got a downtown and a local business area, and there's a lot of great options right where we live.
That's right. And there's you asked about, how the cities are supporting it, or you mentioned how they were. I know, like in Appleton, they've said that it will be free parking downtown. And if you're in some of the smaller downtowns, they always have free parking. So there's really no reason not to go downtown. These businesses have their doors open to you, especially on Saturday, and they're going to be welcoming and just have specials for you throughout the day. And it's downtowns throughout the state, no matter how big or small.
Well, I've learned a lot about just how this can impact, here in Wisconsin. Small Business Saturday, it's one of many days where people can support communities. I want to finish up with you, Anna, and just ask about the work that the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council does in supporting communities across the state.
Well, thanks. Wisconsin Downtown Action Council started in 1982 with the goal of supporting businesses and really revitalizing the downtowns. We kind of recognized that that was something that needed to be done, and focusing on three main areas: educating, sharing resources, making sure that downtowns know, oh, these grants are available, these meetings are available, and then networking and doing some advocacy. And it's worked out really well. We have a once a year summit that's held in the spring, and downtowns from around the state gather. They share information, they network with each other. We have presentations by on a variety of subjects. It might be on a historical renovation that was done. It might be on biking and how that impacts downtown. So just a variety of topics, and really worked out well to network with one another.
Where can people find out more?
WisconsinDowntown.org, or look for us on Facebook and LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. Anne Wiegman from the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council. Anne, this has been fun. I appreciate you coming on here on a holiday of all things, right? It's that weird time between like Thanksgiving, it's the weekend. I appreciate you taking time to talk about this and an important event for small businesses across Wisconsin. It is great to talk about all these great things that happen right in our own communities here across this great state. Thank you for your time, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, I always appreciate a segment where I get to learn stuff, and learning about small businesses in Wisconsin. First of all, making up something like 99% of all businesses in the state is just a crazy stat. But the fact that small businesses in Wisconsin employ over 1.3 million people just tells you about the impact that shopping locally can have, because it's not just, going to some random business. This is going to people right here in Wisconsin. So pretty cool stuff to look at. We do have a piece up right now at civicmedia.us that deals with Small Business Saturday. You can check it out. Also have a couple of other pieces of information up about buying products made here in America. There's an article from the Public News Service that is up as well. So some good content for you on this Black Friday going into Small Business Saturday, if you're so inclined to check those things out and learn a little bit more about shopping locally and some of the impact it can have on businesses right where you live. All right, coming up next, we are going to do a little bit of sports because I'm the sports director here, and that was part of the stipulation. If I'm doing a show, I get to talk sports for at least a couple of minutes. The Packers played last night. The Badgers wrapping up their regular season this afternoon. We'll talk about it coming up in 20 minutes. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin will join me, and we'll talk school referendums coming up a little bit later as well. I'm Jimmy Kuska, Civic Media's sports director, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. More after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
It is the Maggie Dawn Show. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Jimmy Cuska. I am the sports director here at Civic Media. Maggie will be back Monday, right? I think next week.
Tuesday.
She'll be back eventually.
Actually, no, maybe Monday.
I mean, it is her show, so
it is her show.
She'll be back to it
eventually.
She'll be back real soon.
Well, you're stuck with me till 4 o'clock, and then you take over at 4, and then you go from producing for 2 hours or however long you've been. You've been probably working since.
I've been here since 9.
Let's say morning. I got in at 6 to do news, so I've been here for a bit too. But we, you know, working here on a Friday, like many, you know, not complaining or anything, just stating facts. But we will have Maggie back Monday, while others enjoy some time off. We are here to take you through it. Some fun stuff coming your way in 15 minutes. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin joins me. We're going to talk about
I'm so excited to hear this. You
can do around the state that begin even today. In fact, when the sun goes down, if it's not down already,
it's probably on its way.
Yeah, I'm looking around. It's like almost 3 o'clock. I'm assuming it's dark out. It'll be darker by the time I sign off today. But holiday light displays, a lot of the big ones around the state go up now after Thanksgiving. Some are already going, a few begin today. We'll talk to him about some of those things. And then coming up in about a half an hour, we are going to talk with the Wisconsin Policy Forum about school referendums and what it all means for the biennial budget discussions that actually begin next week. And that's because Governor Evers is doing a statewide tour of listening sessions on the budget. And he'll start Monday in Appleton, go around the state, and for a few weeks, gather some feedback from people around Wisconsin. So that's where we're at on the timeline of things. We just wrapped up a November election, which was certified today. And then we go right into the start of getting paperwork out for local offices Sunday, listening sessions for the next budget on Monday. Boy, it just never stops. We're just going. So, all right, this is the mandated sports segment. I was allowed a few minutes to talk sports, and I'm going to start with this. Packers won last night. Very good. Packers, very good football team. They won last night. They are very much a playoff team. I don't think there's a lot else to say about the Packers other than, yes, very good. I think there's a lot more to say about the Badgers. They lost pretty miserably today, 24-7 to Minnesota. Oof. A lot of people had left that game in the third quarter. Like, it was half empty at Camp Randall in the third quarter, which I can't imagine. I don't know. Jess, you might agree with me on this, but I don't leave. If I buy a ticket, if I spend the money and pay for parking, I have to walk all the way to the stadium, spend $36 on one hot dog, I am going to stay for the whole game, right?
I will be there in my seat for the entirety of the game unless there is a medical emergency or the person that I'm with is just absolutely zonked, like has been running a marathon, is just like, I don't need a hospital, but I need to go home. It's like, okay, fine, we'll go home. But barring that, we're not leaving. I don't care what the score is. I don't care how they're playing. We're staying.
You know, and you know those games where they clear out, like a baseball game when it's like 11-1, they clear out. It just increases the chances you're getting a foul ball, right?
Yes, or you're catching, absolutely. Or that the camera's going to go on you, right? Or like any of the gimmicky little shticks that they do, that you get to do those. And I don't know, I think there's something special about an arena that's kind of like cleared out except for a straggling thousand people who are just like, no, I'm not leaving, you can't make me.
You know, I broadcast high school and small college sports. That's kind of my gig, right? But I go to a professional event, if I'm usually there because it's free, because I haven't bought a ticket to a game in 20 years.
That's incredible.
The last game I bought a ticket to was the Wisconsin-Minnesota punt block game at the Metrodome like 20 years ago. And the person I was with kept trying to leave late in that game. And I ended up watching the punt block happen from like the stairs going into like the
oh my God.
The,
but did you get a clear sight on it?
Yeah, I watched it happen. Okay, and I was around a bunch of Minnesota fans who were booing me, but you know, it's a risk you take, you know, when you're 20 something and you're an idiot, you're going to be a jerk to those fans. Cause that's just what I was when I was 20. No. A lot of bad decisions at 20, but probably the worst was wearing like a bright red shirt into the Minnesota home stadium and then just talking trash to like 100 really intoxicated Minnesota fans.
That prefrontal cortex just not cooked enough.
No, poor decisions at that age. But anyway, the Badgers got smoked today. I mean, 24-7, it wasn't even that close. And now they have to rely on, get this, academic performance to see if they can make it to a bowl game.
Wait, really?
Yes. So
that's a deciding factor?
They need 82 teams to fill the bowl schedule.
Okay.
Right? There's so many teams in the playoffs. 82 teams. There are 79 that are currently eligible that have 6 wins. So there's, at the moment, 3 spots open for 5 and 7 teams. It could close off. There's a bunch of these teams that play tomorrow. But if there are a few spots open for 5 and 7 teams, if your academic performance indicator is high enough, that's the tiebreaker to get into the bowl game as a 5 and 7 team.
Oh, okay.
The Badgers are pretty high on that list. So,
all right.
It may not be over, but it certainly feels like it's over.
Well, that is a new thing that I have just learned. Thank you for telling me that.
Oh, we get a sports segment on the show. I gotta share some of this stuff. So for people who are like, well, Badgers are done, that's it, it's over. Well, there's a very small chance based on grades that they could be playing the bowl game.
Now let's hope that the game performance was lagging, but the book performance,
right?
That's
so
really
the Badgers play another football game. It's because they did really well in school, which is the goal, right?
Right.
Student athlete. It's not a lot of consolation. Losing 5 in a row, losing to all of your rivals, not getting the axe, like that is all bad. So Badgers fans are feeling it right now, and I'm feeling it with you. A huge Badgers fan. I got Badger stuff all behind me in my office. Like it is not fun times. So anyway, that's my sports segment. I was allowed one sports segment. Coming up on the Maggie Don Show for hour number 2, Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin. And we're also going to talk about school referendums with the Wisconsin Policy Forum in about a half an hour. A lot to get to. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today on the Maggie Don Show on Civic Media.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart,
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.